understand. I just wanna tell you, you got time to grow. So please enjoy your youth while you still can.
We're gonna be all right. I know my baby sure gonna jump and shout. Well, I know my baby, the girl, she gonna jump and shout. When the train roll up and I come walking out, hold on, baby, I'll be home Monday. Hold on, baby, I'll be home Monday. But don't let nobody lead my little girl astray. Been gone, baby, but I'm coming back. Well, I've been gone, baby, but I'm coming back. Well, I've been gone so long, you know I don't know how to act. Somewhere, somehow, someday.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Yeah. Sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on Guaranteed to make you cry. Let the sideshow begin. It was either pure luck or sheer fate that sent Marshall Thompson down a path to stardom. Still in high school, Thompson headed to Chicago's Regal Theater with hopes of landing a job and found himself sitting in the empty audience watching a sound check.
So I was sitting in the audience one day. Gladys Knight came in. She needed a drummer. It was showtime. It was about 3 hours. She had about 3 hours for the band to learn her music. The drummer couldn't play it. So I've been practicing her music for 3 weeks at home, living right around the corner. So when I came, I knew her songs. So I raised my hand in the audience and said, "Miss Gladys, could I play the drums on your show?" She said, "Come on up here. Somebody got to play it." So I got the gig. I got the show.
After 7 days of playing drums with Gladys Knight and another short stint with Major Lance, Thompson returned to Chicago to put his own group together.
Got back to Chicago. Say, "Man, I got to go tell my group about this." So I went to Eugene Record. He was driving a cab, yellow cab. Squirrel was a welder, okay? And Red was working at the post office. I said, "Look here, how would y'all like getting off those jobs?" And they said, "What? We can't take us off our job?" I said, "Yes, you can. I got you a date in Houston, Texas."
Together, they formed the foundation of what would first be called the Highlights. Early on, Thompson was already friends with Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson and helped get the Jackson 5 discovered while playing a show with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers.
Jackson 5 was opening up the show for us. And I'm upstairs talking to Bobby Taylor. "Bobby, could you take us to Motown? I'm trying to get to Motown. I'm out excited to get to Motown." And all of a sudden, there was a lot of noise going on downstairs at the Regal Theater. That was the Jackson 5 on stage. He said, "Will you take me down there to meet him?" So I took him downstairs to meet him. And he forgot all about me. I'm trying to go to Motown. I said, "Hey, what about me?"
While Thompson didn't get to join the Jackson 5 on their journey to Motown and beyond, he concedes that in retrospect, it was probably for the best.
Everybody wanted to go to Motown, but it was crowded. They had so many hit people over there, you know, top people that could sing and promote. We would have got lost in the shuffle there.
The Highlights ended up signing with Chicago's local Brunswick Records, where the group recorded their first hit, "Give It Away."
And "Give It Away" was our first record that went kind of national. Took us to the Apollo Theater and stuff.
A series of name changes would soon ensue, with a group finally solidifying themselves as the Shylights.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. inside, and I call it pride, a deep love, pride, a deep love, pride, a deep love. Oh, oh, oh. It's the power that gives you the strength to survive. Yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Now I've got love in my heart. It gives me the strength to make it through the day. Pride and love, oh, respect for yourself. And that's why I'm not looking for handouts, charity, welfare. Don't need stealing, dealing, not my feeling. No backstabbing, reading, grabbing, lying, cheating. 'Cause I've got a deeper love, a deeper love, a deeper love inside. I call it pride, a deeper love.